whatever, man. You know, so we're sharing a little Stampede story time for those people who are new to the Stampede. What can you expect? 539-9750 or 238-0975. If you have a story you think would help out somebody who's going to be a first-time Stampede-er this year. The two calls we've had so far both involved questionable activity. Like, one guy got whipped by a girl, as in not, like, mentally whipped, you know, but as in she had leather accessories with her at the Stampede. And another guy hooked up with somebody in the porta potty. Ugh. So, what do you have for us? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
Yeah, you guys are talking about the Stampede.
Yeah, what's your story?
Well, we go out there every, me and my friend go out there every year. And last year we decided that we weren't going to buy a campsite anymore.
Just because of bad experiences in the past?
No, because, like, it's too expensive. So, like, we decided, instead, there's so many people out there camping that you can find somebody who's pretty cool, you know, and you can, like, go crash at their tent.
Is that a little risky, though? Couldn't you not find anybody and then you're stuck just wherever out there?
No, because, like, you can do it. You know, there's enough people. We were able to, last year we were out there. And, like, you know, we'd been hanging, like, all day, so we were kind of by the end of the day. And so, like, we were out there, and, like, we were asking, like, we were going from site to site. And, like, there were a bunch of tents had a lot of people in them.
Yeah, they do tend to squeeze as many people into a campsite as possible. Some people do.
Yeah, but, like, we came across, like, we found, like, these one people. They were, like, old, though. And
like, how old?
I don't know, like, my mom's age or something, you know?
Okay.
Like, they're out there, you know, they're kind of white trash, and she is where, like, that guy's wife is, she has one of these, like, you know, like a dirty old white tank top on or something.
Yeah.
And, like, she was fat, and so, like, He's like cooking up some dinner. Like they had these baked beans, you know.
Yeah.
And so, like, we're eating these baked beans all together, and so she's eating these baked beans, and one of the baked beans lands, like, right there, you know.
Where?
Well, like on her boob.
Okay.
So, like, it lands there, and, like, she doesn't, I don't know, like, she's, like, too messed up in the head to know, like, that baked bean is there. And, so this baked bean is sitting there, and, me and my friend are, like, we're both, like, it's like, when the guy went away, she was, like, still eating the baked beans, and, so, like, we're, like, pointing at it, like, hey, do you see that baked bean right there on her?
Yeah.
And so, like, this guy comes back, and, like, we're still staring at this baked bean, and my friend reaches over, and he grabs the baked bean off of her boob.
Oh, right in front of that dude?
Yeah. And so, like, you could tell, like, she was kind of into it. It's almost like she wanted us to, like, grab that baked bean, and the husband's like, did you just grab a baked bean off my wife's boob? And so, like, this baked bean is, like, it's in my friend's hand, and then he throws it in his mouth, and that really, like, it really got the guy mad. And so, like, he got up, and we had to run off, and we had to run away.
Sounds frightening.
Yeah. So what happened for the rest of the night?
Oh, we ended up just sleeping in the grass.
Oh.